My son was killed June 26th, 2017, by a stray bullet while standing outside of a convenience store. His name was Imani Jamal Robinson. He had just turned 16 the month before, and we called him Flash because he ran so fast. He was shot on the 25th. I can still remember that day because 2 days prior, I had to take him to the emergency room because he had strep throat. And I kept him in the house. And that Sunday, which was the 25th, he wanted to go outside because he was cooped up. He couldn't be around people because he was contagious. Okay. So he was outside. And he was around the house and he was playing like he normally would do. And the neighbors was going to the store and he asked if he can go with them. And they said, yeah, come on. And he jumped on a hoverboard and he rode with them to the store while they was on their bikes. While they was, neighbors was in the store. My son was still outside on his hoverboard. And somebody came from out the store and tried to rob somebody else. They start shooting and my son actually got caught in the crossfire. I just remember my door was beaten down and people was running in my house telling me that my son got shot. So I immediately jumped and we ran around a corner and I couldn't get to him because they already had it taped off. I mean, that was, it was quick, but I did see from a distance the paramedics working on him. Okay. So I still had hope that, you know, everything was okay. Yeah, I actually beat my son to the hospital. And while everybody was there, you know, comforting and supporting me, the neurologist, the police, and the other doctors, detectives, and everything pulled me in the room. And that's when they told me that there was nothing that they could do for my son because my son was shot in the head. And I just froze and ran out the hospital. I mean, he was an organ donor, so I gave his organs to people that actually need it. I helped out a lot of people with Imani. With Imani's organs. I wanted to initially meet them, but then I thought about how they, you know, I would be real upset if they told me, you know, that they didn't want to meet me, you know, so I just left it alone. It's devastating. It's completely devastating. It's a hole that could never be replaced. He was my youngest child. Hearing him, giving him life, and taking care of him and raising him. It, you know, it impacts people, but it also impacted me the most. I never got the opportunity to see him walk across the stage or him get a girlfriend or go to prom or, you know what I'm saying, go to college because he was on a football team in high school. He wanted to go to college and he wanted to be recruited to be in the NFL. Now he's an uncle. I have two twin grandbabies, and she gave birth to them 2 weeks after he passed away. I need these people in Congress, Senate, whatever they gonna do to get it together. I need our aldermen and everybody to step up and say, this is not right. Us mothers out here shouldn't be losing our kids to senseless violence like this. I mean, you know, I don't want my son to be another number, a statistic. I try to keep my son's name out there. I still talk about my son because in reality, my son is my legacy.